I want you to take your Bible and turn to Isaiah chapter number 37. Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah 37, find verse number 30. Isaiah 37, verse 30. I'm calling this sermon Balanced Christian Growth or the Toaster Sermon. Isaiah 37, verse 30. I want you to stand with me very quickly, and I'm going to read these two verses. I'll read out loud. You can follow along silently. The Bible says in Isaiah 37, verse 30, "And this shall be a sign unto thee. He shall eat this year such as groweth of itself, and the second year that which springeth of the same. And in the third year sow ye, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward, and bear fruit upward." Take root downward and bear fruit upward. Those words, my toaster, and the Holy Spirit of God prompted this sermon. Father, bless us today. The time's a little shorter than usual. Give me the attention of the people. Help me not to shortchange you, first of all. And may we be better Christians as we leave than as we came today, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. I hope you notice those words. It talks about taking root downward and then bearing fruit upward. The only way a fruit tree can bear fruit upward is if it takes root downward. The downward makes possible the upward. This in its own way teaches the balance of the Christian life. And I have to tell you, I think one of the greatest missing elements among men in our country is balance. I think one of the greatest missing elements in our churches is that they are not balanced. This thing of balance in the Christian life is a big deal. Look, when you get your car stuck in the mud, you put it in reverse to go backwards. Then you put it in drive to go forward, and you know what you try to do? You try to rock your way out. There's a thing up north, it's called snow. It's white. We see it on the television down here when it's up there. But if you ever get into snow and you're trying to get out of the snow, you'll put your car in reverse to go backward. Then you'll put it in drive to go forward, and you're trying to get yourself out of that snow. The same when you're trying to get out of that mud. You go backward to go forward. You repeat that backward-forward process until you get unstuck. You see, the backward motion is as important as the forward. Now, back to our text about the downward root so that the tree may bear fruit upward. The tree that produces fruit needed to grow down to grow up. Every Christian in here, listen to me. You've got to grow root if you're going to produce fruit. That's very important to you. You know, a tree can't just grow up. Now, the pine tries to. Have you ever seen a pine tree that gets toppled over? You remember when Hurricane Florence hit us and all the pine trees came down? The pine tree, a lot of its roots grow out and not down as much. That's why the pine trees are some of the first to blow down. They get that great big tree, and boy, do they get tall and heavy. But their root system does not go extremely deep. An oak tree, its roots will go very, very deep. Folks, a tree can't grow up any stronger than it has grown down. It's balanced growth. God is the originator of this concept of balanced growth. Nothing grows in just one direction, although my belly would make you think it's possible. But nothing grows in just one direction. If something wants to grow up strong, it must grow down strong. Everything that is successful and stays successful must grow in a balanced way. A child's body is a perfect example of balanced growth. A child's body, it all grows at the same time. One part of a child's body does not take off growing and leave everything else behind. That would be abnormal. If one arm grew 8 inches longer than the other, you'd say that's abnormal. Right. All the parts grow together. And this is the way you grow in the Christian life. If you want to grow, you have to grow in a balanced way. In all the areas, a little at a time. If a Christian decides to grow in only one area, they're going to get out of balance in their life. So we need to grow in all those areas. I think you need to grow in your Bible reading and grow in your prayer and grow in your separation and grow in your soul winning and grow in your church attendance. But remember, growth upward requires growth downward. I learned that if I wanted the toast to pop up, I had to push the toast down to get the toast to pop up. And I wanted toast. So if I'd push down, it could then pop up. A fisherman knows this. To cast forward, you must draw back. So if you want to succeed in casting so you can catch fish, you have to draw back to cast forward. That will help you to succeed. A slingshot. What do you do with a slingshot? You want the rock or the BB or the pellet to go forward. But to get it to go forward, you must draw back for it to go forward. A playground swing. You say, I want a swing. What do? You draw the seat back so that the seat can go forward. You must go down to get up. That's what God teaches. We would have never had a resurrected Savior had we not had a buried Savior. Leverage requires backward motion to achieve forward motion. When you jack up your car, ladies, that jack, what do? How many of you know what an old-fashioned car jack looks like? Now, some of you have no concept what I'm talking about. But that jack, you have to push down for it to come up. This is what success is. This is what balance is in the Christian life. If you golf, there is a thing called a backswing. You have to have a backswing to have a forward swing. I don't have any golf swing. A skyscraper can only be built upward as strong as the foundation has been built downward. I call the sermon Balanced Christian Growth. God's Word clearly teaches this balance Christian growth. All of life is full of balancing things properly. The most successful life occurs when growing happens in opposite directions. If you want to grow up, you grow down. Let me give you some verses. Listen very carefully. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 2 says this, a time to be born and a time to die. You see the two opposites? It then says, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to be born and a time to die. That there's a balance in those two things. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. God's saying there are two extremes, going two different directions. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 3 says this, a time to kill and a time to heal. The Bible says a time to break down and a time to build up. What's it talk about? Two different extremes. One thing that's going up, one thing that's going down. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 4 says, a time to weep and a time to laugh. It says a time to mourn and a time to dance. What are we talking about? God says there's balance in life. There's an up, there's a down. There's a hot, there's a cold. There's a right, there's a left. There's a north, there's a south. There's an east, there's a west. You think I'm breakdancing, don't you? But if I wanted the toast to pop up, the toast had to be pushed down. For some of you Christians, let me tell you what you need. You need pushed down so God can help pull you up. A pride will keep you from being down. And God said, and I, if I will be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. But wait a minute. Here, the Bible says also, it says in Ecclesiastes 3:4, a time to weep and a time to laugh. It says a time to mourn and a time to dance. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:5, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. It says a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:6, a time to get and a time to lose. You get some, you lose, or you give some. It says there's a time in Ecclesiastes 3:6, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Now, if you get, there's some things you ought to keep and some things that you ought to not keep, or you'll end up being a hoarder with things that are of no use. Ecclesiastes 3:7 says a time to rend or tear and a time to sow. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:7 a time to keep silence and a time to speak. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:8 a time to love and a time to hate. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:8 a time of war and a time of peace. Notice, all the way through life, God developed life with a balance. He said there's a right and a left. There's a hot and a cold. There's an up and a down. And God said that is what makes life successful. And there is a rhythm. And these are what pulls it all together and makes it work. Everybody here, your car engine has a piston. And the piston shoots up and then pulls down and shoots up and pulls down and it shoots up and it pulls down from the spark of that spark plug, and that's what makes your car go up the road. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of you need to develop in life the balance that will help you to go forward like your car. You need to develop balance in your Christian life. Life does not just go forward. I think everybody here that's lived any time at all, you do. It seems like life goes well for a little while, and all of a sudden you face some burdens, and you go backward a little bit, and then you go forward a little bit, and then you go backward a little bit. I'll never forget, I was sitting at an airport down in Kentucky with my pastor, my mentor, and I said, it just seems like this part of my ministry is leveled out, and it just seems like I plateaued. And he said, you need to understand, no ministry grows straight up. It goes forward, and then backward, and then forward, and then backward. And if you're going to ride a bike and go forward, your pedal's going to go up and then down. And when you go to eat food, your mouth, your teeth are going to go up and then they're going to go down. And everything in life has a forward motion and a backward motion. God set up life to require this balance issue. For a bird to fly, his wings go up and down and up and down and up and down. Folks, I don't like it when you and I go through the downs of life, but if you didn't have the down of life, how would you ever have an up? The down is what made the up possible. If it were up all the time, what would you compare it? And so, the Bible very clearly, over and over again, teaches us the balance of the Christian life. Number two, a church's growth is to be balanced growth. All the areas, we want them to grow. We need preaching. But wait a minute. We also need teaching. Someone says, Pastor, I like it when you cut loose and you romp and snort and you yell and scream and you throw things and you get all wound up. I just love to watch you grab that cordless mic. We know something's going to happen. And some people like me to do that all the time. But wait a minute. If I did that all the time, we would be out of balance. We need preaching and we need teaching. That's the balance of the church. We need some very serious quiet times in the church. And then we need some rousing times of revival. What is that? Balance. We need our Sunday morning crowd to grow. But wait, we need our Sunday night crowd to grow. But wait. We need our Wednesday night crowd to grow. And so you all know, you ought to be growing with that. You ought to become a part of that balance. I know some churches, all they care about is Sunday morning. But wait a minute. Not if you're going to grow it with balance. You need Sunday morning, Sunday night, and you need Wednesday night. That's balanced growth. You know something? We need to grow in our local soul winning efforts. But not only that, we need to grow in our missions program in reaching people around the world. Some churches, all they do is win souls locally and they don't care about what's going on around the world. They're out of balance. Some, they don't win anybody locally, but they send a lot of money to missionaries. I'm glad they do, but they're out of balance. What do we need? We need both. We ought to be winning souls here and winning souls on the foreign field. That's a church with balance. We need to sing some songs that are very slow. And we need to sing, "Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay." But at another time, we need to sing, "I want that mountain. I want that mountain." What is that? That's a rousing, charged type of a song. You say, "Pastor, I just want that mountain. I want to..." Let's sing that all the time, all the time, all the time. That's not balanced growth. We have to have balance. We need some powerful services. Thank God we watch God work in our church and we have some powerful services. But you know what? We also need to have sweet and gentle and helpful funerals. Why? That's part of the balance of the Christian life. It's part of a church that has balance. Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 15 says this, "In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." Huh. What? Quietness and strength? Those seem totally opposite. Those are connected at the hip to achieve balance. Isaiah 40:31 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Waiting and strength connected. A backward thrust forward, and that's the way the toaster works. You go down to get it to pop up. A church needs enthusiasm. Church also needs Bible study. We've got to be rooted in the Bible and excited about the Bible. Hey, we believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, and we're not afraid of that, and we preach that, and we get excited about that. But there's some of you saying, "That's right, King James Bible, the Word of God." But you never read your Bible. You need to be growing down with some understanding of the Bible while you grow up and get excited about the Bible that you're learning. We should reach our bus kids. We should reach out to the poor. But wait a minute. We should not ignore the middle class neighborhoods. We should not be ignoring Carolina Colors. We should not be ignoring those other... Why? If you want a church that's got balance, we're reaching everybody. Everybody. I realize you say, "But Brother Owens, if we have a whole bunch of kids from the poor neighborhood come in, will they destroy our buildings?" I don't think so. We're doing fine. You know, some people have flawless buildings, and they're not reaching the poor. Then some have ratty buildings and have nothing but people terrorizing their church. We have both. And I'm glad. And we are achieving that balance on purpose. So you understand, poor people will always be welcome in this church. Always. Oh, but let me say something, poor folks. Business owners will always be welcome in this church. And if one doesn't like the other, tough toenails. I'm making toast. We need balance. And I think our church has it. We have business owners and professional people and doctors and nurses and drug addicts. But hey, we've got some of everything here. You just don't know who you're set by right this second. But I think that's what the local New Testament church is supposed to be. It is some of everything. When you swim, a swimmer's arms must go backward for them to go forward so you can move the water. You say, "All I want to do is go forward." Then your arms have to go backward. There is a backward motion to achieve the forward progress. Hey, churches that do not have balance, they end up crashing sooner or later, or they become something God does not want them to become. Balanced growth is a part of the Bible. Balanced growth is to be a part of a church. Not only that, I think our walk with God should be balanced. There are several areas of our walk with God. Prayer. So you understand the real definition of the word prayer is asking. You're asking for something. Now, the word thanksgiving is different than prayer. Now, both are talking to God. But when you pray, you're asking for something. But when you're practicing thanksgiving, you are giving thanks for what God has done. And they're different. And we're to do both. We should be thanking God for what He's done and asking God to do something. And it's part of the give and take. It's part of the up and the down of your Christian growth. We are to pray and we are to give thanks. You will not grow in grace if you pick one area and grow only in that area. We need to grow in many areas. God wants us to have balance. It's like a baby's body. A baby's body grows in all areas at the same time. There's some of you say, Pastor, I really like this part of the church. And that's the only part I'm interested in. You're going to end up out of balance. You need the Sunday school lesson. You need the church service. Hey, you need the music program. You need some of the activities. You need the soul winning program. You need to grow in all the areas at the same time. All areas are connected to the others in Christian growth. There are churches, all they're interested in, they talk about their praise and worship. They never talk about confession. Well, how about confessing? Oh, well, that's not as much fun. Let's give me the fun part. Look, we are to praise and we are to worship God. But wait a minute. If that's all you do, then you can't be right with God. You say, why? You have some things you need to confess. And it's not going to be all the time joy and happiness and clapping your hands and saying, boy, everything is just wonderful. Sometimes you need to fall down on your knees and cry holy and say, God, I'm a sinner and help me to get right. And I've got some sin in my life. And it won't be a happy moment when you do it. But then you get up off your knees after confession and you bounce up to the other side of the toast. So you confess down and you praise up. And some people, all they want to do is praise. You need some time on your knees getting right with God. You say, oh, this is a part of this church I don't like when you get huffy. Look, if I didn't get huffy, you wouldn't enjoy the other part where I'm happy. Huffy pops up as happy. We need to grow in all areas. Hey, you need a quiet time where you read your Bible. And you're alone and you're growing, you're rooting, you're deepening your walk with Christ. But every once in a while, you need to grab that same Bible and go out on a street corner and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. That's witnessing. Listen to this. Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6 says this. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There are those opposites. There is the balance in life. You say, all I want is joy. Well, then you won't be a good Christian. Because life is not all joy. Even Jesus wept. There is a sowing in tears and a reaping in joy. That's the balance of the Christian life. To flip a rubber band, a school weapon, you must pull the rubber band back to release the rubber band to go forward. What is that? That is an illustration of upward growth producing fruit as a result of pulling back or downward rooting. To start a chainsaw, you pull the cord. It's got to be retracted backward for that cord then to help fire the engine. Folks, we are surrounded by it. You know what we need to do? We need to get balance in our Christian lives. The Bible talks about balance all the way through the Bible. We see it over and over again. A church is to grow in a balanced way. Our walk with God, we should be developing it in a balanced way. I think families need balance. Families need to study their toaster. Marriages, they need intimacy and they need responsibility. Both. Not one or the other. Both. It's not all intimacy. It's not all responsibility. It is a blend of the two that will keep your marriage successful. Marriages, they need time together. But wait a minute, they need time apart. Husband and wife spend too much time together, they will kill each other. Vacation's wonderful. I was glad it's over. Listen, families need balance. Every dad in here, listen to me, dads. Let me help you. Yes, you should teach your kids to work. Yes, you should teach your kids to be honest. Yes, you should teach your children integrity. And yes, you should have fun with them. You should throw a ball with them and take them fishing and hunting. Why? There's a balance. All work will not develop good children. Oh, and then there's some of you. It's all play. Your child has no responsibility. You provide everything for them. Life is a big game. That's not balance. We teach our kids to work, and we teach our kids to play. You say, well, I'm not sure I agree. If you don't like toast, that's your problem. I like toast. Families need to laugh together. And there are times when families will cry together. It's a part of what life is. To shoot a gun, you pull the hammer back and the thrust will go forward. Balance in correcting someone. There are times when you will correct bluntly. There are other times when you will correct softly. You've heard me do this. Watch. Bus kids, look up here at me. I want you to pay real close attention. I want you to be real quiet, okay? Because if you don't, in a minute, the toast is going to pop up. Y'all ever see me do that? And then they act up and I say, ha! Pay attention up here. I told you. You say, what are you doing? I'm just trying to make sure everything balances out right. If all I ever do is say, okay, everybody, let's be good. You think everybody's going to listen to me? Okay, everybody, let's be good. It doesn't hurt that every once in a while I say, wake up! You say, what did I do? I added balance to the discipline. Parents, are you listening to me? They need to see that. Hey, if all you are is soft all the time, it won't get it. But wait a minute, there's some of you. Everything is, rah, 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 rah. There's never any... Settle down, sit down, and be quiet. Why should they? They're mimicking your loud, aggressive, 100% discipline that's always harsh. I'm trying to help you. There's a balance. Hey, let me tell you this, and I'll hurry. Preaching that grows people is balanced preaching. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 2 says, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You know, reprove and rebuke are in there, but wait a minute. Then God said longsuffering. Notice the expectation that God put on the preacher. He said, preacher, if you want to grow people, if you want to grow a church, if you want to grow things, you better get some balance in your preaching. Some preachers are very one-dimensional. Always fast, always hard, always in your face. Not a lot of compassion. Or they're the other. Always soft. You can never tell where we might go in one of my sermons. About the time I think I'm going to lose you, I'll crank her up and we'll turn the volume up. And what? Add the balance back in there that will keep your attention, by the way. I even think preachers sometimes need to grow in their preaching. Preaching a funeral is different than preaching a revival meeting. Preaching a high school graduation is a little different than preaching that revival meeting. I think preaching at a graveside service is different than preaching at the jail. I think preaching a Bible conference is different. I think there are ways to achieve balance. Preachers who are soft and quiet all the time are probably not growing people like they could. And people that are loud and boisterous all the time are not growing people like they could. Did you know, to stay alive, you breathe in so you can breathe out? Now, if you would like to try something different with that thing right there, you say, what'll happen? You will die. If you breathe in and don't breathe out, you'll die. If you breathe out and don't breathe in, you will die. Let me explain. As a Christian, you either get the balance or you'll die. In a ministry, they either get the balance or their revival will die. And I'm talking about everybody in here. There is a balance that is to be achieved in the Christian life. You know how you get saved? You're going to have to face the fact that you're a sinner. Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there's an unrighteous, no, not one. You will either mentally accept that you're a sinner, that's going down. If you won't accept that you're a sinner, you're not popping up for salvation. One must go down to receive Christ, which, believe me, brother, is a step up. Amen. We must humble ourselves to realizing we're sinners so Jesus can do the saving. Then you say, why? Then you become a son of God. Then you have eternal life. And that's the pop up. So, let me talk to you about the altar. Somebody here, you need to kneel down at the altar. Why? Because if you got some things right with God, you could pop back up and grow. Remember, the basic premise of the scripture was this. Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. It probably help you. That's the kind of church I want. That's the kind of pastor that I want to be. I want balance in our church. I want balance in our Christian life. I want you to be balanced. I'm going to promise you, tucked in this sermon is most of the success needed for people that want to grow.